Quit Talk. I am Fraz.
I'm Redacted. We hope you're doing well, unlike this nation.
Unlike this nation here. The birds are tweeting. The sun is shining. Whatever. We are doing Hater Time today, you guys. This is not only our favorite episode, but I feel like you guys' favorite episode because, man, we have some crazy submissions today.
And I thought we had hate in our hearts. You guys take the cake.
Honestly, what unites people better than a common enemy? So we're going to unite with you today. Here we go.
Let's hate.
Let us hate. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Should I look in the email?
Yes.
Okay. Here, let me pull it up. I'm not going to include their name because I assume that's not what we want here. I'm sure it's fair to say that I hated this... I'm sure it's fair to say that I hated this coworker, but damn, she was unprofessional. I think you might have meant to say, I'm not sure it's fair to say you hated them, but she was unprofessional. But
Freudian slip, you hated them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like I think like you said what you truly meant. You did not type what you meant to type.
You're trying to be a good person and be like, hate's not a nice word, blah, 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 blah. But no, the truth always comes out.
Whenever I'm in these moments, I remember the phrase, to be clear is to be kind. And if you hate someone, it's kinder of you to be like, I hate you, than to pretend you don't hate them, because then you're gaslighting them, and that's mean.
100%.
Because they can tell. Like, when someone hates me, and I can tell they hate me, and I'm like, I know you hate me, and they're like, no, I don't. And I'm like, you do. It's literally fine.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Okay. I hate gaslighting. Anyways,
So, she was the freshman math teacher at the first school I taught. I want to be clear that I had a lot of sympathy for her, too nice, because admin could be unsupportive and classroom management for freshmen is never the easiest experience. That said, these are practices and moments that I heard occurred in her classroom. She would cry in front of the students whenever they overwhelmed her. This happened like once a month. One time she got so overwhelmed, she laid down on the floor and screamed at the ceiling. So, okay, I'll take the stance. There is a time and a place for this in classroom management, but you need to be doing it as like you're making an active choice to do it. It can't be you losing control. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to act crazy to get your students to behave, you need to, like, get into character.
Yeah.
If you're just acting crazy because you lost control. So, like, one teacher gave me great classroom management advice. She's taught for 20 years at an alternative school. And she said she had a class that was just, like, really refusing to do their work and, like, not engaged and just, like, really was having a horrible attitude about any time work was expected out of them. So she came in her bathrobe and then laid on her desk and took a nap and was like, if you don't care, I don't care. And like, there that's different because like you are making a choice as the adult to do something.
And you love, Redacted, you love theater.
I love a theatrical moment. Mm-hmm. I was looking for something on Instagram the other day and I saw that thing that I think I sent you where it was like me staring at my friend when I put my silly little hat on.
Yes.
And I was like, so I'm going to trust our submitter here that she was not in a moment of control in theatrics and that she was just losing it and laying on the floor screaming. So one time a class was being so chaotic and started talking about the things that were not chill to the point that she just lined up everyone outside and called the police on their students. I want to be clear. She did not call security. She dialed 911.
Is this person like, I don't want to, you know, bar us from teaching, but have we started doing psychiatric checks on people we do background checks?
And like, I have mixed feelings about this policy, but what's always been told to me as a teacher is like, you do not call 911, you call an administrator and the administrator calls 911. I've always thought if it comes down to it, I'm going to call 911 because like, I don't really have faith in y'all, but I would only call 911 in like a medical emergency, not in like a classroom management emergency.
Right.
But I've always been told, like, you have to let the office call 911 so that 911 shows up, they can take them to the correct place. Because if 911 shows up and the office isn't expecting them, it can create more confusion.
Oh, that's a good point. I was thinking the blood's not on your hands if you call 911 was the advice.
That's always what I was told, is so that, like, the administrator can go outside and meet 911 and show them the fastest way into the school, into your room. Is why it was communicated to me. Because what I would do if it was a medical emergency, because it's a medical emergency, I probably would call 911 from my classroom phone and then I would call the administrator and be like, BTW, go outside, just call 911, they're on the way.
Right. No, that makes total sense.
It does not appear this was the case. But she took the time to line them up outside and then was like, all right, pause. I have a phone call to make. Oh. What else did this unwell woman do? I pray she gets the help she needs. One time she got so upset at her students talking back to her that she just kicked them out. Like, they were literally outside of my classroom asking to come in because she told all 11 students to leave. This was 10 minutes left in the period. Again, not one particularly rude student, the entire class.
She only had 11 kids and she couldn't handle them. Be so fucking for real. Be during, a professional.
During after school tutoring, she would put her Tinder profile on the document camera and ask the class for their opinions on the men on Tinder. At least she waited for tutoring time. This wasn't during the day.
She was like, let's have an activity, gang.
She was like, I need a husband so that I can get out of here and y'all are gonna help me find one.
I need to start asking people to include photos. I'm not going to show them on the podcast.
I just need them for me.
Yeah. Didn't we? We've looked people up on LinkedIn before. We found them.
Yeah, like especially administrators. They're easy to find. Mm-hmm. Okay. Unfortunately, there's more. Related, she had two senior level class periods and would just talk to them about her failed relationships constantly. She quit at the end of the year and got a job at a fast food restaurant, and the kids found out and take videos of themselves bullying her while she's just doing her job. This is so bad. Like, this is so bad. Like, it's so avoidable, but it's like so bad.
It's so bad. And it's like also, why are you doing crazy shit in class that invites bullying from children? Not to victim blame, but she's really not the victim here today.
Let's keep going. I do feel bad for her because one time she crashed out so hard on her worst period and someone recorded it and started playing it in my classroom. The video was her screaming at her students about how they destroyed her dreams of being a teacher and ruined her life. Girl, literally just quit. Just work at a hotel for a year or something. Like, because that's like, it just didn't have to go here. Like, it just didn't have to go here.
No one is holding you hostage. Go and be free.
Actually, I was about to say the worst they can do is revoke your certification, but that's not true. Some districts charge you. So I guess, yeah, no, you...
Hang on. Wait. What?
So in some districts, you sign your teaching contract. It's a contract. You're in a contract with like a government entity. So some places, I don't know if it's like with it, it's like a what's it called? Like a provision of the contract or a law, but basically if you quit, you violated your contract and you can be fined to the government for violation of a contract. And I know some places have it in like different ways where like it's the fine is more or less depending on what point in the year you are. And it's like, generally speaking, what I've heard, they're not going to put you in jail, but the fine is just a fuck you so that you can keep your certification. Where if you don't pay the fine, then they revoke your certification. Because what some states do, I think my state is this way, that if you quit and violate your contract, your district can report you and they can take your certification, but they generally don't do it unless you like quit in a super unprofessional way out of nowhere. Like, because it can get legally messy because then you could sue them. So like it's not, I'm not going to tell you it happens all the time, but it is legally allowed and they can fine you. And I've seen the fines be as high as like $7,000 for people that quit like in the beginning part of the year. Cause it's like, it's like a portion of your salary is what I saw. Cause in a lot of districts, it's like your certification's revoked. Cause what happened to me when I quit in Florida, my certification did not get revoked. That is hearsay and gossip. Someone in my comments said.
People always say that I got fired, and I'm like, I know you wish that were true.
They meant it nice, though. They were like, she had to get a new certification because when she quit, hers was revoked. And I was like, you're almost right. What happened is mine didn't get revoked. I could not submit for it to be renewed, so it expired and was non-renewable. So it just, like, died. So that's why I had to get a new one. But so let's say with the state I'm in right now, let's say it was like January and I was like, fuck this, I don't want to be here, and I quit. My district could report me to the state and it's considered an ethics complaint for violation of contract. And then the state decides if they would like to revoke my certification. Or what I've seen happen to most people, which is most common, is you just get like a note on your certification. So basically, if someone else tries to hire you, they can like see that you did. It's very predatory.
I learn new things about the teaching profession literally every single day of my life. Okay, maybe and somebody like, was holding her hostage. Shit.
No, literally, because I'm like, because when I remember when I finally found that out, I was like, oh, so you own me. Like, it made me feel like a those like indentured servants that like came over because they were poor and had to like stay for a few years. That's how it made me feel. And then when I was talking to someone about it and they're like, it's just to ensure that we have adequate and have clear blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, this is predatory against teachers. And I think if teaching was male dominated, it wouldn't be this way. Like, I was like, this is literally just predatory to scare people into not quitting and waiting. I was like, that's it. Trash. Like, I was like, I just, again, don't lie to me. Like, it's the policy is what it is, because I think I'm one of the few people that actually did read the whole ass contract, because like a lot of people don't. They only read the part about like the calendar and the pay, which I get. That's what matters. But if you really read that whole bitch, read your whole bitch so you know what you're getting into.
Seriously, read your whole bitch. Write that down. Oh, my God. Is there more?
Not of that one.
Okay.
That was a lot. Girl, I'm praying for you.
Prayers up. Prayers today. Up. Oh, this one has bullets and screenshots. Oh my God. Okay, I love this. Okay, this is perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. This is, hi, I'm your biggest fan, but I've got a long one, so let's get right into it. I won't apologize for that because I know you guys want all the deets. I also included screenshots of some texts throughout the year I sent and received about her. And the mockingbird above my head is a pay doctor. Lots of
that's our co-host. We got another
one. This is our new co-host, you guys. It says, I work at an elementary school in Texas, and one of my coworkers, oh Lord, this was the first year at my school in her sixth or seventh. When I met the rest of the team, they each pulled me aside and warned, do not rely on her ever. I started calling her the idiot when I talked to my friends. She would regularly show up late, hours late, without telling anyone. No admin, receptionist, or teammates. Hours late to a school is crazy.
I kind of love teachers like that, because I'm like, fuck yeah, man. We got a couple of those at our school that'll just text and be like, gonna be late today, and then they'll show up at like 11:30 a.m. and I'm like, be ungovernable. Like, I love the energy you're bringing to the studio. No coverage plan, no sub plans. The kids are just outside the door like, hi.
It is a power move, depending on who it is.
If I like you, it's cool,
right?
And if I don't like you, it's really unprofessional and wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Then she'd stroll in like it was nothing. No apology, no excuse, nothing. Her class was a nightmare. Gee, I wonder why. So the rest of us had to bounce between our rooms and hers every morning. Whenever she was late, it stole time from every single fourth grader's education, especially her own students. Fuck, I forgot that this is an elementary school.
Because at least with high school, when we're late, they're like big enough that they can like ask somebody and like we can figure it out. Like, them being alone for a minute's not the end of the world.
What are you doing with fourth graders? Whatever. Okay. The year before I arrived, she took it to another level. She vanished for several straight days with zero contact. No one knew if she was alive. Our principal finally called her emergency contacts, which apparently enraged the idiot because she's not on speaking terms with them. She eventually reappeared, demanded a meeting with admin and the grade team, and marched in with the handbook highlighted to show how admin violated her rights. Girl, they thought you were dead. Oh my God. I long to have this level of no anxiety. Like, can you imagine? It's just like, yeah, they'll handle it, and you don't feel anything.
God, it seems so glorious.
I can't even imagine. It sounds so nice. Fast forward to the beginning of the 2024-25 school year. A few weeks in, she suddenly took a leave of absence and left nothing for the sub. For 4 weeks, her students got inconsistent instruction from a rotating cast of subs and admin. When she came back, we hoped maybe she'd gotten help. Nope. She kept rolling in 2 hours late all year, right up to the last week of school. If I don't show up to work for 2 hours with no word, assume I'm dead in a ditch. I don't understand how it was normal for her. No, literally, like, I would have to be dead to have that level of chill, if you can call it that. Unprofessionalism, like, I guess.
There's a specific category of teacher that's really tough to work with, in my opinion, who's never not been at school. They went to school K through 12. And then went to college, did not have, maybe they did like a little university library, like they never had a non-school job, and then they become a teacher. And I think that like that is not good. Like I've seen this where I truly think it's ignorance of not understanding that when other people don't show up for work, you fuck your coworkers. Because I think your first grown-up jobs, and when I say a grown-up job, I don't mean like in an office. I mean a job that's not working with children or not being in school. Like even when I worked at a restaurant, if someone called out, my day was way fucking harder. So it made me like think twice before putting that on my coworkers. And I've noticed teachers that do this that just like will be super late, have never worked outside of education. And because other people don't do that, I don't think they realize how fucked it is. You get what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying, but I also just think that like I just cannot imagine
me either.
That level of
just
not,
like,
I don't know,
unawareness.
Yes. Okay. So
I think that's what it is. It's just unawareness. But continue. This person
there's
scares
a lot
me
more.
Unfuck God.
It says, I brought her lateness up in a team meeting once, and she started crying and said she didn't want to talk about it. Okay, I'm sorry, dummy. You don't get that choice when you've made your bullshit everyone else's problem but your own. This person needs to be on the podcast. It says, and lateness isn't her only talent. Teaching, this is a bulleted list. Teaching, she spends 90% of the day at her desk on her phone while the kids are, quote, working on IXL. Shout out to our sponsor.
Shout out to IXL. They will be there for you in your darkest of day.
Let's cut to the ad. Summer break is here, and while kids are thrilled to hit pause on school, you might be wondering how to keep their brains engaged without turning your living room into a classroom. Whether your child is catching up, staying sharp, or racing ahead, IXL makes learning a seamless and honestly fun part of your summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are already using. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade, and it is proven to boost test scores in almost every state. Personalized, engaging, and designed to actually help kids understand what they're learning, not just memorize it. In our house, we love IXL because it's bite-sized practice that fits into our day. Whether your child needs extra help or just wants a challenge, IXL adapts to their level, personality, and pace so they feel supported and confident. It works for all your kids, too. One subscription covers everything from ABCs to calculus, and it's more affordable than a single hour of tutoring. With built-in explanations, videos, and clear progress tracking, it's trusted by the best. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. Teacher Quit Talk listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at www.ixl.com/today. Visit www.ixl.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Okay, continuing. It says they're actually playing games because she was not monitoring. The other 10%, she's screaming at them for, quote, being awful. Team contributions, zero. We met every other week for about 2 hours of IB planning sessions. She's been here 6 to 7 years and still offers nothing helpful, just nonstop complaints. That's my biggest pet peeve. If you never shut the fuck up and you're complaining in every single thing that you're saying, it's not even fun complaining. It's not gossiping. It's just like bitching about stuff that maybe does not even matter to anybody, especially if they're not you. And it bothers me so much. I like sit and get madder and madder and madder. Oh no, personal hygiene, non-existent. You can smell when she's walked down the hall. Sitting next to her in meetings is torture. She reeks worse than a class of fifth graders after field day. So this person clearly is very mentally unwell, yes?
Yeah, like maybe you are right that we do need to have psychological evaluations before you become a teacher. Want to hear the most horrifying sentence I'll ever say out loud on this podcast?
Yes.
My ex-boyfriend got rejected from the Peace Corps because he failed the psychological evaluation. So,
did you know that when you were with him?
I learned that towards the demise.
It probably all clicked then.
You were I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
So, like, if they're doing psychological testing for you to, like, go, I don't know what they do in the Peace Corps, but whatever they're doing over there.
In a way, teaching is war.
Yeah.
And I'm not really kidding when I say that.
I'm not.
So I do, like, I probably wouldn't pass, but you know what? I can't be in the military either because I have flat feet and asthma and mental health issues. I've looked it up. They can't send me anywhere.
I feel like they would send me because I never go to the doctor, so there's no record of anything that's wrong with
me. Oh, that's a really good point. But then you won't get sent to RFK Jr.'s camps either.
I know. Life hack. Yeah. My fiance told me that I handle my medical matters like an old Caribbean man.
That's so specific. Well,
and I was like, oh, if by old Caribbean men you mean healing myself from the inside, yeah.
And he's like, I do, that's exactly what I mean by that. This one says, oh dear, coherence lacking. She can't finish a single sentence. She'll start talking, derail her own thoughts, start another, sway like she's on a boat, and fumble with her laptop. Oh, is it me? Is this about me? She says, every time she speaks, I look at my other teammates and we're all just as confused. I heavily suspect drugs, a myriad of them. Alcohol, too. Not at school, but I do know she uses it to, quote, help her sleep at home. By years, and she was fed up with the district and started applying elsewhere. Supposedly, she got 3 offers. 3! I can't even get a coherent sentence out of her. She ended up getting a job in nearby district, and part of me wants to warn her future school, but honestly, please, idiot, don't come back here. It is a great mystery how she wasn't fired. How can someone just not show up to work repeatedly with 0 consequences? It's a slap in the face to the rest of us that admin let her skate by. The whole school knew how shitty she was, and nothing was ever done about it. I'm glad I don't have to deal with her bullshit next year, but her replacement, she has Playboy bunny tooth gems on her canines. So not sure how much of an upgrade that will be, but
unrelated.
Hey, maybe she'll show up to work.
Could you give me her number so I can find out where you can get that?
I think you can ask a dentist for gems.
I go to I have the worst insurance that my district offers, so I have to go to the Medicaid dentist. I don't think they have that there.
Oh, they have cutting duct Medicaid, tape on so the you chair. Won't have that problem anymore.
I do wonder. I really like that dentist.
You're fucked.
Because this is, have you ever heard a dentist talk like this? I didn't floss, and I said, I'm sorry, and he goes, it's your life.
You know what? Period.
And I was like, that is the attitude you probably need to have.
Yes.
In this office.
Oh my God. All right, let's read another, shall we?
Perfect. Thank you for hopefully taking the time to read this. I spit this out so fast just to get it in a way it could be shared. Please excuse my shorthand and abbreviations and all my grammar and spelling mistakes. No need to apologize. We are illiterate.
Literally.
My AP, my second year of teaching, still currently the AP at my school, told me a second year high school special education teacher, 24 years old, still innocent and not yet broken on the inside. The description of yourself kills me. That I had to call the parents of 2 students on my caseload who were found to have been exchanging X-rated photos of themselves via the school-provided Gmail accounts. I teach high school, so we've had many scandals in this category. This is above my pay grade. I'm not dealing with the child pornography. That is an admin problem. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a parent. I'll be present for the conversation, but I'm not leading it. No. You had to make the call? Ugh. The male in this scenario's parents were unfazed. Quote, yeah, it's happened before. We'll keep an eye on it. LOL, okay, cool. By the way, he's failing a couple classes, but that seems less important right now. The girl was in foster care, and I, again, a newbie teacher who didn't know how to have super uncomfortable conversations with parents, was tasked with calling the parent to tell them that their daughter had been sending X-rated photos of themselves, more concerning of which is that some were of her fucking family dog because the male told her he would date her if she did it. What?
Wait. Huh?
That is what you thought. I thought she was just saying, like, the fucking dog, like that. No. Next sentence. Never in my life did I think that the word bestiality would have to come through my mouth so many times in my short teaching career, nor did I think I'd have to be the pure innocent one looking up what all of this meant while it was going down.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
like, literally cannot think of something worse.
No, I literally, it makes me ill.
It's been 2 years, and it's also a foster child, so like, Lord knows what kind of abuse she's had in her background that her brain, like, even allowed this thought to enter. It's been 2 years since that incident. I had to beg the district's IT department and my admin to not save the files for evidence under the title "My Name Here Files." They tried to put it under
How did you even catch that? Thank God you did.
Because, like, I get why it can't be under the kid's name for reasons. But, like, you couldn't put, like, explicit...
Hey, this is child pornography.
Explicit incident, June 2022. Like, you couldn't put, like, just, like, a date. Like, something that's not attached to a person.
Are you even allowed to save images like that? Like, I feel like... I hope that they spoke
It says
to
it was the evidence file for the case. Because it is a legal case. I don't know. Burn it. Throw the computer in a river.
Literally,
I don't know.
In a river.
Oh my God, it's in the cloud. I don't understand the cloud at all, and I'm afraid of it.
Oh my God.
Because if it's on the school Gmails, like, my kids will grab anyone's computer, and if they log in with them, it's like there.
I'm so glad I was not involved in this directly. This is like beyond hater time. This is like horrors.
Crime time?
A magnitude I can't even.
We should make a crime time.
Oh, good idea. True crime.
True crime schools edition.
Okay, we'll do that next.
This AP who told me I had to call the families also asked me if I wanted to read the transcripts of the files reader's theater style, to which I abruptly told him absolutely fucking not.
Not and reader's probably, theater.
And probably should have called HR for that. Our school's SRO was also on the MCE team? Do you know what that is?
No.
I'm going to Google it.
Reader's Theater is fucking crazy.
Oh, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Oh.
Was also on that team and was tasked with investigating the online activity of a different acronym I'm going to look up. Child Sexual Abuse Material. Okay, so they put the SRO, who's on this team, he's investigating it. He was instructed that due to the nature of what was contained in the photos of the transcript, the evidence had to be taken for more thorough investigation. So then I had to work with both students and teachers for the remainder of the year to adapt all online materials into printed copies because they were not allowed to use their Chromebooks anymore. That seems like... That is the only part of this that does seem like... within your realm of responsibility and like, that's you, girl.
Right.
Everything else is not you. And you didn't complain about doing this. So I assume you're on the same page with me. Like the calling, the investigation, that's not you. But as the case manager, material adaptation, you got that, queen.
Yeah, nailed it.
The male student would get so argumentative with me about it. And would get so argumentative with me about it. It's not like I could tell him, you're being investigated for child porn, my guy. I don't know what to tell you. Why could you have not said that? Because I think that's what I would have probably said.
I mean, at some point, he needs to know.
Okay, where was I? Both students are hopefully graduating next year, and while I have been able to see... And while I've been able to see these past incidents, anytime either of them make references to animals or online activity, I cringe and want to vomit. My coworkers and special ed departments have made jokes about it over the years, which has eased the tension. We had to have a department meeting with admin because it was so bizarre and didn't know what the fuck to do. Probably not the most responsible thing, but don't even tell me you haven't shared your wildest teaching stories with your colleagues. Yeah, that like I'm not... Department head would be hearing about this. Like, this is not something... It's what gets us through the day. Lord knows my salary and insurance benefits can't can't afford a quality therapist to recover from that trauma. Also, since this event occurred, the girl has been relatively chill. No other incidents have come across my radar, thank God, but I've caught the male bypassing the school security system to log on to Twitter and random message artists to draw him human-animal hybrids because that's what he's into. Legit asked for a girl to draw a woman's chest on a horse or other creatures' bodies. Anyways, like, why is it all on the school Chromebook? Why is it always the fucking school Chromebook?
Seriously.
My AP, who told me it was my responsibility to call these parents on my own without anyone's support, is still at my school. But after that incident, I went to the principal and basically said if this happened again, I would be out. Thank God she agreed to support me more if anything ever happened. But I've never been able to look at this AP the same way again. So frustrating. I think that's valid that you can't look at the AP the same way again, because I understand it is. The AP is in a tough position because you are the case manager, and the case manager is supposed to be the one. Like, basically, if a kid has a case manager, everything is supposed to go through the case manager, which I understand. Your AP is in an awkward legal dynamic here, but I'm not a lawyer, but I'm 100% sure it would be totally fair and legal for your AP to at least be making the call with you or to be in the room with you. Like, I understand where maybe it had to come from your phone, but the AP, like, absolutely could have been there.
Lot.
Who do we hate her in this story?
I think the AP, and like rare time that we hate a kid, but like I kind of do hate that kid.
That is really unsettling. They need some deep level unprogramming, deprogramming.
Reprogramming.
Oh. Yeah, right? Okay, here's one. It's kind of short. 2 years ago, almost got alived by my VP. JK, that's a little dramatic, but only a little. It says, there was a 7th grade fight near my classroom. I was the first adult to respond, but I'm the same size as those kids, so I blew my whistle and hoped for a miracle. Okay, we're all in the same boat there. Luckily, two male staff were not far and got the two students and separated them. I started walking through the crowd, picking up things like phones and headbands that were tossed in the fight, and all of a sudden, an arm reaches around my neck from behind like a chokehold and pulls me backward onto the floor. The hot pink karaoke mic from my classroom flies out of my hands. After hitting the ground, I look up and who do I see? Our VP, who everybody in the building has some sort of issue with. What does she say? Not, I'm so sorry. Not, wow, that was messed up. I don't know why I did that. No, she says, oh, I thought you were a student. Ma'am, that's actually worse. For the rest of the year, the entire school was like, Miss, Dr. Vice Principal choked you in the hallway. We saw the video. Do you want us to get her?
I'd be like, airdrop me the video. Because if you airdrop it, there's no evidence. There was no email. There was no check.
No paper train.
I'm sure there is somehow, but our admin can't figure that out.
They won't look into it that deep. There's no subpoena. It says, this is the same lady from my other submission a long time ago that said she was going to call the police on a 6th grader because he was crying too hard to stand up and didn't speak English to understand what she was asking.
Oh, this lady sucks.
Was that if he was spanked or hit more at home, he would be fine like she was. She doesn't work at our school anymore. I remember that submission. That was fucking crazy. Okay, they tried to put her somewhere else, but maybe she attacked someone there too. I don't know. It didn't work out, and now she's getting special training on how to be a human.
Oh my God.
She's getting the reprogramming we just discussed.
Oh my God.
I can't believe she fucking choked you and pulled her to the ground. That's crazy. Oh, I thought you were a kid. That's bad. You thought, like, I was a 7th grader? And you were going to choke hold the 7th grader?
I slam him on the floor? Admire your professionalism, because I literally would have, I don't know how to fight. And all my administrators are much larger than me. So this is, I'm pretending I'm in this scenario. I don't think my administrators would ever do this. Also, no one ever mistakes me for a kid because I'm like the only white person. But if an admin choked me and dragged me to the ground, I would simply dust myself off, stand up, and go, I'm so sorry, I have a meeting. And then pick up my purse, walk out, drive to a lawyer's office, get a lawyer, and then drive to the police station and say, I was assaulted and I would like to press charges. And here's the footage that a 7-year-old airdropped me.
Instant. instant. Like,
and it would be done before the school day was done, so that you would be escorted through the lunchroom cuffed.
Yeah.
I would fully give the police officer $1,000 in cash just to see that. Sir, if you do this in the way I want, I'll take care of you.
We're doing a perp walk.
Yeah.
Through the 7th grade lunchroom immediately.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I would 1,000% be so dramatic about that. No questions asked.
Want me to read another email one?
Okay. Here we go.
So, I have two. First one is titled Mom. I had a student with autism last year, and when he got frustrated or upset, he would escalate to aggression, throwing chairs, kicking, flopping around, shouting profanity, and it could be over the smallest thing, like asking him to write his name on his paper. But by mid-year, I knew him inside and out and how to work with him and prevent a lot of behaviors, which caused me to change a lot in my classroom that affected all students, but the end goal was to keep them and myself safe. But the beginning was rough until I figured it all out. He was inclusion all day long, but never received pull-out because academically he was too high, but did have a one-on-one aide. But that's tough. I've had the situation where a student is academically, like, definitely able to engage in, like, traditional classwork, but, like, social emotionally, it's tough. It's a very hard position to be in, because the way that you prove kids need one-to-one aides and need support is usually through academics. So if they're crushing it academically, it's very hard to get them services, which is a very awkward place to be. So anyway, where was I? Academically, he was too high, but he did have a one-on-one aide. But you'll soon find out the mom demanded a one-on-one, but anytime the one-on-one did something to help him, she got pissed. He was a handful for sure, but the mom was something else. The mom demanded meetings almost every month for an IEP review, but it was more just so to complain about us and our ways of working with her son, always accusing us of doing things wrong, insufficiently, or whatever. She had to change something every time, whether it was how we work with him, our proximity to him when we step in, how we scaffold, etc. And she always contradicted herself every meeting just to argue with us. Every meeting lasted at least 2 hours and often had to be tabled. One of my IEP meetings had to get tabled after an hour, and all we got through was the BIP. Didn't even start the IEP. Behavior Improvement Plan is BIP for anyone that doesn't know. She would send us demands in an email of things we needed to talk about in the IEP meeting, but we had to have solutions to her issues before the meeting, or she would not be pleased with us. Here are some stories. One time her son freaked out because the whole grade level was watching a movie in my class, and he came back from speech and was overwhelmed. Makes sense. And had a meltdown in the hallway. So she got it so we were banned from doing whole grade level movies because it's against fire safety law to have that many kids in a classroom. She got so mad one time and blew up at central office over everything we were doing wrong with her son. By the end of that meeting, we got told we need to start new documentation where I had to write a paragraph after every single subject and evaluate what her son did and how much was on his own and if he got frustrated and what could have caused it, what helped, etc., etc. She almost got his one-on-one aide fired because in his BIP, it stated that he would escalate, then the aide would take over writing as long as he was supplementing the answers. And she took every paper that had the aide's handwriting to the central office and said the aide was doing everything for him and doing all the answers for him because her son wasn't capable of producing those answers. But then we also got yelled at by her because her son is a genius and we're holding him back from his potential. This woman's absolutely incredible. Like, the cognitive dissonance is astonishing.
Literally, it's everything at once.
I could go on and on and on about all that this woman put me through last year. The particular time I want to share, though, is one time she demanded a recording of her son to see his social skills, but she really just wanted to watch me and make sure I was following the IEP. When my principal told her no, she went to the central office and said that we denied her the opportunity of having a recording of her son for educational purposes, and she said that I post videos to Class Dojo every single day, so why can't she have her own recording of her son? I have never once taken a video, let alone posted it of my classroom for this very reason. I love how she just lies. Like, this caused the whole school to not be allowed to post videos or photos to Dojo anymore. So, and you weren't even doing it is what kills me. Because I know some people do that, and I think it can be a nice little fun time. As if that wasn't enough, she also told the central office that my assistant principal has recorded her children with an old school giant video camera and that she has the VHS. And my assistant principal was like, I don't even know how to work one of those, let alone own one. So, of course, the central office basically told us, we've done recordings for other parents, so you have to. And my principal still wasn't comfortable with it, so she asked to at least get parent permission from the other parents in the class to get a recording. I had four parents say no, so the principal told the central office, and they said, just make sure they aren't in frame. Right. Oh my God, I hate adults. Like, we can control 10-year-olds and where they move. So the day of the recording rolls around and my principal finessed it into being a Zoom meeting where the admin had to be in the room while she watched, thank God. And the classroom observation wasn't enough for her. She wanted footage of her son playing at recess. So the whole recess, I had to come up with reasons to get this child to stay in view of a camera. This kid's going to be fucked up. I don't know in what ways, but they are going to be fucked up.
100%.
Being watched during my math lesson wasn't bad at all. Her son did amazing for the first time in a while, and it really helped my case. Kids on your team. The kid's like, this lady's crazy. I got your back. But I was sweating from being nervous and using my mini fan while teaching, which my coworkers thought was hilarious. I often said it wasn't the student that was an issue. He was a full-time job for sure on top of my 23 other students, but he was delightful and fun once I learned how to work with him. It was the fear of mom and being micromanaged to the point that if I missed one data point or forgot to put his planner in his backpack or didn't handle a situation, she would go right to the central office to complain and they would take her side. It's not always the children that cause teachers to quit, it's the parents. Luckily, I made it through the school year in one piece. I had one breaking point of a meltdown. I had one breaking point because of a meltdown he had, and I got no support from it, and I felt so alone, and I was literally going to quit the next day. And then we had a snow day, which helped me reset, and then I was fine. That was God. God is real. Crazy how one student can really change the whole dynamic of your classroom, and for me, my personal well-being. That's a lot.
That is horrible. And it so often is not the kids. It's so often the adults. And I just wish people understood that the way that they act towards teachers is such a detriment to their amazing child. It's like,
yes,
I'm afraid of working with this kid now because mom is breathing down my neck. You know what I mean? It's just like awful.
And like she said, the kid wasn't the issue really. Like, yes, they were difficult to work with, but like, that's just something that takes time and it's fine. Do you want me to read the second one?
Yes.
Okay. Principal. My principal is very passionate about her job. She just doesn't know how to channel it properly. Oh, that's the worst. That's why I love a negligent principal. Just leave me alone. Yeah. Just get out of here, man.
Leave me alone.
She just doesn't know how to channel it properly. We were having an issue across the school of disrespect. Students throwing food in the lunchroom, destroying bathrooms, walking and talking loudly in the hallway, being rude to teachers, ignoring special teachers, specials teachers. The whole nine yards. It wasn't just a grade or two. It was every grade. So we brought it up in the school improvement meeting. We said just how the students are out of control and we've tried everything and no amount of positive or negative reinforcement is helping. My principal offered for us to send a few students from our classroom to meet and go talk with her about what students care about for incentives or just getting the student perspective on why things were happening. Okay, that can sometimes be useful. They said, okay, whatever, fine. But she took this idea and ran with it. She turned these students that we picked randomly into kindness ambassadors that had no other real responsibility other than handing out mini coloring sheets with a positive note on them in the morning. She made them VIP badges that they wore every day that said kindness ambassador on it and let them eat lunch in her office to discuss how to make the school better. Oh, the problems that this caused. First of all, it didn't even solve the original problem of the issues in the school, but it added problems because now students are upset they didn't have a chance to become a kindness ambassador and they're wondering why they weren't chosen when the teachers didn't even know that this was going to happen for the chosen students. It also caused problems of seeing how our principal prioritizes things. Just one of the many things that she has done that have just been tone deaf. I think that's a great example of admin problems because that's so emblematic of like positive intention, horrible implementation, because I think the kindness ambassador genuinely was a good idea if she had handled it better. This is an idea I had for my school that was rejected, but I think it would have worked because we have a similar issue. like, I'll spare you the details, but like the bathrooms, the hallway, the disrespect, the all of that. So one of my ideas was every month, every single teacher in the school gets to submit their student of the month. And I was like, we give those kids like a lanyard or something like that, where they don't, like, kids that have proven to be responsible, and their lanyard signifies that like they don't need a hall pass. They get to use the nice bathroom in the office whenever they want. And I was like, then we can kind of give those kids a little bit more like responsibility, because probably 25% of our students are causing massive disruptions. So we're punishing 100% of them and being like, bathrooms are locked, no transitions, you're eating lunch in your classrooms. When I was like, I think if we picked like the top 10% and we're like, y'all run this thing, eat lunch wherever you want, double lunch for you, you get 40 minutes, no hall pass, go to any bathroom in the whole school. I think other kids would see that and be like, damn, maybe if I stop terrorizing everyone and vaping, I could have rights. And I think this elementary version could have been similar and good, but it just wasn't.
That's the thing.
Like, it, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm seeing the vision.
If it was what can be improved in the school, I would pick a kid that I know has a good heart, but occasionally makes irresponsible choices.
Right.
I'll be like, they know, because usually they're kind and they're good, but sometimes they get caught up in stupidity. Mm-hmm. That's who I would send for that. But if you told me this is a kindness ambassador who's going to get all these rewards, I'm going to send a very different kid for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Oh my God. This person is... literally, this is the longest shit I've ever seen in my life. Okay, well, anyways, it says, hi, longtime listener, first time submitter here, so I hope this is the right place to send this. I have a story about a former coworker for Hater Time. The story is long and not my best writing because I typed it quickly on my phone, so I apologize in advance. Is this the new, I'm sorry I included too many details? Guys, I
they've
care.
Evolved, they've adapted.
They're apologizing for different things now. It says, when I was a baby 22-year-old teacher, I took a long-term sub position and was assigned a co-teacher who was also new to teaching. Perfect. She was a second career teacher. Supposedly, she worked in higher education for a long time prior to this, but that surprised me because she didn't really have much of an understanding of how simple things worked, like email. More on that later. Though she loved making condescending comments to me about how she had been working longer than I had been alive. Oh, I love coworkers like this. I've had several like this. Once early in the year, in an attempt to be helpful, she made about 100 copies of a paper assignment, walked into the classroom, informed me that she didn't realize the copier had a staple function, and that I get to staple the assignments together. 100 friggin' packets, yo. She wasn't an especially
you
good
need
teacher.
An elite employee. That's a good job.
That
I've
a
never
child.
Heard one.
Never heard of a more child-friendly job in my life.
I had to fire a kid from stapling because he did it like, it was like practically the middle of the paper. I was like, come on, dude. Like,
how do you get fired from stapling? That's an excellent teacher job.
And it was horrible, actually, because I had a giant stack. So two of them were doing it. And they said, whoever finishes first, can we have a reward? And I was like, okay. So he did it so fast and they were horrible. So I gave the girl the reward and he was like, but I finished first. And I was like, well, yours are unusable. So you're
honestly
starting over.
Yeah. I think that's a good life lesson. You just handed him something very valuable that day.
She was cackling because she was like, I told him I saw his staples and they were so bad. And I told him that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. And she was rewarded for her wise sage advice. It says, she wasn't an especially good teacher, though admittedly, neither was I. The difference between us was that I was trying my absolute fucking best and she was doing something else, I guess. I was confident in my content area, but like many young teachers, struggled with classroom management. My co-teacher often complained about student behavior, but left me to deal with all of it. She would just post up in the front of the room, typing furiously on her computer. To this day, I have no idea what she was typing. It certainly wasn't lesson plans. All of the planning and grading fell on me. Admin being ever so helpful, did not give us common planning time, which for two inexperienced teachers was a recipe for a shit show. But even when I made an effort to find time to plan with my co-teacher, she would shoot me down. As a special education teacher, she was supposed to support the students with IEPs, modify the assignments, and grade their work. I ended up doing all of it because evidently she was allergic to doing her job. I was her colleague, not her boss, so I felt like an asshole telling her to do something after asking her to do it once, and when I did ask her to do anything, it wouldn't get done. I once asked her to modify a test, and she told me she, quote, didn't believe in accommodations. Okay, lady, but there's these things called federal laws. What do you mean you don't believe in accommodations and you're the special education co-teacher? It says, several weeks into the school year, we got an email from a case manager about a specific student's progress in the class. The case manager wasn't the most tactful individual, so when I read the email, it came across as very accusatory, blaming the teacher for the student struggling. As an anxious brand new teacher, I took it personally and ended up crying to my mentor teacher about it after school, saying things to the effect of, I'm the worst teacher in the world. He assured me it would be okay and explained that this was just how the case manager was and I wasn't doing anything wrong as long as I was following the IEP. He suggested that I sit down with my co-teacher and draft a response to the email about how we can support the student. My co-teacher had left for the day, so I shot her a quick email asking if she wouldn't mind meeting with me for a few minutes before school the next day to draft the email. She agreed. I couldn't sleep that night. I spent hours stressing myself out and drafting the perfect email in my head. I got to school early, ready to take on the day. My co-teacher showed up early as requested, and I told her I had been thinking about how to respond to the email. Before she could share my thinking, she said, I already responded to that after school yesterday. This was news to me, as she did not reply all or bother to CC me on her response. I tried very hard not to crash the fuck out and said, oh, okay, could you forward me that email so I can stay in the loop? She replied, I shit you not, by saying she could not access the email because she sent it from her personal computer and she had left that computer at home. I had to take a moment to compose myself before explaining that she can, in fact, access the email from this special little place called the Sent folder, and requesting that in future instances, she copy me on any email pertaining to the both of us. In November, she decided to start doing her job. This was prompted by a meeting with her department supervisor, who informed her of all her job responsibilities. It's funny how that works. She came to me one morning to inform me that as the special education teacher, she was supposed to have been grading the work turned in by the students with IEPs. So if I didn't mind, could I let her do that? Twist my arm, why don't you? I immediately stopped grading all those assignments, which before I had been doing because otherwise it wouldn't get done. Not surprisingly, it still didn't get done. I ended up making her a little to-do list one day of what assignments needed to be graded. Again, it wasn't my job to make sure she was doing hers, but she had fallen weeks behind, and my students were starting to ask why they didn't have grades. My placement as a long-term sub in that classroom ended after the first semester, so I truly don't know how the rest of the year went for her as I started teaching in a different classroom. She was a lot more pleasant to talk to when I didn't have to work with her directly. The happy ending to this story is that when I got a position in a different district the following year, my new co-teacher was literally an angel on earth, and I realized that the co-teaching model was never the problem. The end.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Well, folks, thank you for coming to Hater Time.
We appreciate it. That was a lot. I have so much hate in my heart, and every day it increases.
I love having hate in my heart.
And soon we'll have a true crime series.
I know. We're going to have to do that next. I think that'll be really fun. Yes. We're just having fun now, guys.
We're going to have fun.
We're a fun, fun, good time.
Because what's crazy that I don't think either of us could have predicted is that in these trying times of our nation, education kind of is like low drama these days.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Like, it's not no drama, but comparatively... pretty low drama. We love you all so much.
Bye, babies.
We'll see you next time.